We begin the current Dav Masech, the Sukkah Dav Zayin. We begin on the bottom of Dav Vavim Abayz, three lines up in the bottom of Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion for the previous Dav. And that is, our Gemara had quoted from our Mishnah that a Sukkah that doesn't have three walls is not a kosher Sukkah. Now, the Gemara brought a machlekes regarding if you need to have three walls and the third wall is enough to be a Tavach, or actually, like Reb Shimon says, you need to have four walls and it's the fourth wall that has a Tavach. Now, the Gemara continues on the opinion of the Rabbanan, that we only need to have two walls, really, and the third wall is enough to be a tefach. The Gemara continues with the following question. V'oisei tefach. Now, that tefach, heichen mamidu, where do you place it? Now, essentially what we have is, we have two walls, what's called in the shape of a gam. A gam is like an L-shaped bracket, because you have just two walls, and the third wall is not even a wall, it's really just a tefach. Now, where would that be placed to fulfill the halacha of having three walls? So the Gemara brings six different interpretations of where it is that this tefach is placed. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mamidu keneged hayotze. You place it opposite where it goes out. And that is where the wall ends, whichever place, whichever wall that's ending that you want to put it in. That is, as Rashi explains, if let's say the two walls that you have are on the north and you have one on the east. So you could either make the tefach wall by the end of the north where it goes towards the west, which is some Rashis have that picture. There's the first picture, or the second picture that's brought, which would be on the east facing the south, which is either when. If you have that L-shaped bracket, you could have either coming out opposite the other wall. On either side, you could have it coming out perpendicular to where that wall ends. That's the opinion of Rav, where you have that L-shaped bracket, and then whichever edge you want to do it on, you have coming out perpendicular. However, Amri Rav Kahana Rav Asla Rav, they asked Rav the following question. We continue on to the top of Dinam and Aleph, which essentially is the second interpretation of what could be where the placement of this tefach is for the third wall. They said, V'yamidenu keneged roish tor. You should place it opposite where you have the edge of the line. Now, what that means is if, for example, let's say the cases that we describe where you have that wall, let's say one on the north and you have one on the east. So instead of doing as Rav had proposed, you're doing it perpendicular, what they're proposing is that you do it on a diagonal, what's called an alach sign. Now, the reason why this is called Rosh Tur is because this is a concept, it's brought down in the halachas of climb, where you have the edge of the field goes on a diagonal where it gets longer and narrower than the rest, and it comes out diagonally. So essentially what they're asking is, why do it if you have the L-shaped bracket, then you have perpendicular to be the third wall, do it diagonally. And there's different interpretations that we're showing them. Is that in the middle or is the end? But the way Rashi is describing it, you have it at the end, and therefore you would see it connected triangularly as it's connected to the other two walls. That would make it more connected to the other two walls. That should be where you place the tefach, not just perpendicular. On that, the Gemara tells us that Shazag Rav. Rav is quiet. He didn't respond to their proposal. However, the Gemara tells us that Itma Nam, we also learned the way Rav had said it, that it's actually perpendicular and it's not on the diagonal. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Mamidei Keneged Hayetzei, you place it opposite where it's coming out, again, perpendicular to where it comes out. V'chein Mori Bibin Drasha, and that's how they had Paskin in the Beis Medrash, Mamidei Keneged Hayetzei, that you place it opposite where it's coming out, perpendicular to the edge of whichever wall that you want it, where it's open by the edge of the gum, not like the way they had proposed him, that it should be diagonally. Now the Gemara brings a third interpretation. Reb Simon, V'yitem, and some say Reb Shub ben Levi Amar, what you do is oisloi tefach seichik. You make a tefach seichik. Now literally the word seichik means laughing, but it means also loose, open, which is you measure with the four fingers that they're not fully touching each other, which a tefach is the four fingers. Here it's a little bit looser, which would be a little bit more than a tefach. Now you place that tefach seichik, which is a little bit larger than the regular tefach, which is the third wall that we needed to be a tefach. You place it within a little bit less than three tefachim away from the wall, to whichever one of the walls you want it to be, because we're saying we're talking about a gam, an L-shaped bracket. Now, the reason for this purpose of having it within a little bit less than three tefachim away from the wall is so then it qualifies for the halacha of lavid. Now, hence what you have now, a halachic wall, because since it's within three tefachim from one of the walls, and it itself is a little bit more than a tefach, so you have now a virtual halachic wall of four tefachim. Now, the measurement of the minimum length of a sukkah has to be 7 tefachim. So it comes out, you now have, through this halachic principle of Lavid, the majority of a wall that's made, because it's already now 4 tefachim. Hence, essentially, you have your third wall now through the halachic principles of Roiv and through the principle of Lavid. So therefore, that's how what Reb Simon say, that's how you should place this tefach, a little bit looser tefach, a little bit larger, within a little bit less than 3 tefachim. So together, they're a halachic wall of 4 tefachim, which is the majority of 7 tefachim. That's what the purpose of this third wall of tefach is. Now, related to this, the Gemara tells us that Amr Rabbi Yehuda, he says, the sukkah hasuya kamavi. A sukkah that's made like a mavi, which is called a mavi mefulish, which is open on two sides, which you have two parallel walls facing each other. Now, such a sukkah is kosher. It's kosher because that's also called kelchas, and you're having two kosher halachic walls. Now, we know you have to have three walls, so therefore, the first interpretation the Gemara brings what we should do in such a kosher sukkah is v'eisei tefach. Now, the third wall, which has to be a tefach, mamide l'chol ruach shiirtza, you put it on any edge of the wall that you want to. And the reason is because, as we had said before, one of the interpretations, that of Rav, was that you put it keneged hayitzin, perpendicular to the wall that's extending out. Now here you have four yitzin, and therefore you could do it any direction that you want to, because since you have two parallel walls, now you could do it on either side coming out, facing whatever direction you want it to be, because you could just do the perpendicular to any edge that's coming out. So that was the opinion of Rav Yehuda. What you should do is, if you have two parallel walls, to then make the third one perpendicular to any of the four sides that you want to be. However, Reb Simon, V'item Reb Shimon Levi Amar, they say a different interpretation. They argue, and they say what you should do if you have a sukkah made like a mavui, which is oiseloi pas. You make a complete wall that's arba umashu, that's four tefachim and a little bit more. Umamide b'pachas mishleisha samach l'doif. And now you place that to a little bit less than three tefachim away from one of the walls. And therefore, based on that halachic principle, v'chol pachis mishleisha samach l'doifin kalavadami. Now, whatever is within three tefachim of another wall, we consider it as connected through the halachic principle of Lavid. Now, therefore, together with Lavid, we will see a wall that's seven tefachim in the length, which is the requisite shear of what a small sukkah has to have. And that's what their opinion, Reb Simon or Reb Shimon Levi, that's the one that's saying the statement, says that's the way it's going to be kosher. They argue on the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's enough to do it just with a tefach, which would seem to be the halacha of a sukkah, that all you need to have is two halachic walls, and the third wall being a tefach. They say in such a case, it's not going to be enough. With, since here it's made like a mavoi, in the sense a mavoi is a halachic area that's used for the halachas of Shabbos and Erevin, where it's a thoroughfare, which is opens up into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is open on both sides. Here we're using it to illustrate the halacha of when you have two walls and it's open on either side. So Rabbi Yehuda said it's enough to have a wall that's a tefach. He says, no, you have to have four, a little bit more than four tefachim, within a little bit less than three tefachim of the other wall. Together, it's a halachic wall of seven, so that will make it valid to make it three kosher walls for the halacha of sukkah. Now, the Gemara asks on this, Umayish Nahasim, what's the difference over there, which was the original case we were discussing, which is if you make of the sukkah two walls like an L-shaped bracket, like a gam, the ka'amr that you yourself, whether it's Rav Simon that was the one that said it, or Rav Shimon Levi who had said it, which we had quoted earlier before, a few lines before, that says, Sag Yitefach Seichik, there they said it's enough just to have a larger than normal tefach within three tefachim of the wall, to then make it a virtual halachic wall of four tefachim, which then makes it, with the halachic principle of Rav, to make it the majority of the wall, so that will be kosher, be the third wall. So, but however, there they said it's enough to have the wall of a tefach. Umayish nahocha de kamrit, but why over here did you say, again, whether it's Reb Simon or Reb Shimon Levi, who we just quoted right now, regarding when it's made like a mavoi, that boya pasar ba, here, although both of them, they're saying that it has to be within three tefachim of the wall, here they say it has to be four tefachim in the length and a little bit more. But what's the difference? Both of them have two halachic walls, and both of them have to be within three tefachim of whichever wall it is. And then you're going to have, why by one case it has to be a tefach, and the other one has to be four tefachim, thereby not even coming on to the halacha of Raiv, but rather together with Lovet, it itself would be an entire wall of seven tefachim. But in the other case of when it's made like a gam, there you're saying that no, it won't have to be itself an entire wall of seven. It will be the majority of the seven, which will be tefach together with three tefachim, will make it four tefachim. What's the difference? What's the discrepancy between the two cases? So that the Gemara answers, Hasam, by the case that we had discussed before, which was when it's made like this L-shaped bracket, the ikash de tfanis kil chasan, where there you have two full-fledged kosher walls, again, like a gam, where it doesn't look mefulashes. It's not open, it's not totally separated, these walls. They're actually connected by their corners. So sagile betefach seichik, so there would be enough to just have an extra larger tefach within three tefachim of that whichever wall it is that you're attaching to perpendicular to that. And then you're going to have the majority of the wall. But however, hacha de leker shtei tfanis, here where you're not going to have two leketchila type of halachic walls, because what you're having is they're mefulish, they're totally separate from each other, they almost look like they're not even part of the same structure. There, i'ika pasar ba'in. There, if you're going to have a board that's a little bit more than four tfachim, within three tfachim from one of the walls, which together with the principle of love, it will make it its own standing wall of the measurement of sukkah, which will be a total of seven tefachim without making any principle of roiv, there it will work eloi, but if it's not going to be a four tefach board, which is stands on its own together with the principle of love and making it seven, then it will not work. It will only work if it has that, but if it will not, it will only be just a tefach seichik, that won't work for when the walls are made standing on their own parallel to each other. There you have to have a pasar ba. Now, the Gemara continues discussing the previous case that we were speaking about regarding when the walls are connected, made like a gam, like an L-shaped bracket. So there, Amar Rava. Rava says a fourth interpretation. He says, Ve'einin iteres ele betzuris ha-pesach. This halacha of this third wall is only kosher if it's made in the form of an opening, what's commonly known as tzuris ha-pesach. Now, this is brought down in the Gemara in Avin Daf Yud Aleph from a Beis that tells us what does it mean, a tzuris ha-pesach. So the Gemara there explains, it means if you have a pole on one side, a pole on another side, and then a pole going along the top of that, which is, gives you the tzura, the form of a Pesach. It looks like an opening, but really it's just three sticks, one two sides and one on the top. Now on that, Rabbi says that over here, when we said in the Braisa that the Tefach will be enough to be the third wall, Rabbi is qualifying that and he's saying that it'll only help if you make that Tefach into a Tzuras HaPesach along the entire third wall. Now, how would that work? That would be if you take one pole of a half a tefach, which would be by the outcoming wall, whichever wall it is that you want to do on the L-shaped bracket. Then you do another pole of a half a tefach on the other end of that wall. Then you have a kana, a pole that's on top of them connecting these two poles, one to the other. That would make it as if that entire wall is closed up. Because that's the halachic principle of Tzuris HaPesach, which is like a complete closing, as the Gemara there in the beginning of Masechta even explains. Now, that's what the Chacham mean when they say that it has to be the third wall Tefach. What it means is, take two half of Tefachs, one in the beginning of that wall, one at the end of that wall, and then with the pole on top, those two halves will be that one wall of a Tefach through the halachic principle of Tzuris HaPesach, and that's what it means. But not that you're actually having a wall of a tefach, it's two halves that combine through the halachic principle of Tzuris HaPesach. However, ikadadami, that those that say, Amar Rava, a fifth interpretation. V'niteres nami b'Tzuris HaPesach. What he actually said was that it will also be permitted with the Tzura of a Pesach. Now, what that means is that it sounds like that really Rava held that this tefach that we learned to be the third wall was like Reb Simon had interpreted, which was that you make a closing of a tefach within three tefachim from the kaisel hayetze, from the perpendicular to whatever wall it is. Now, on that is what Rav is coming to add, and he says that if you make it a tzuris ha-pesach throughout that entire third wall with these two sticks, which it doesn't even have to be a half a tefach, could be even just a mashahu with that pole on top, that would take the place of the tefach wall, and that would also be the equivalent of a tefach wall and also be kosher, which essentially what this version of Rav is saying is that either one or the other, either you could do like Reb Simon had said, which is just to have a tefach seichik within three tefachim from the wall, which would make a halachic wall of four tefachim, which again would be the majority, so really you only need a wall of a tefach, Or what Rav was saying is you can also be permitted by doing a Tirsa Pesach, which will not even have a wall of a tefach, will just be a mashu, just a minute amount, and a minute amount, which are these two poles with a pole on top, that will also make it valid based on the principle of Tirsa Pesach. Ikedad Amri, those that say that Amar Rav, Rav said a sixth interpretation of what this tefach wall and the third wall is. What he was saying, not v'niteris nami, but rather v'tzricha nami, that it also additionally needs Tzuris HaPesach, the frame of a doorway. Now, what that means is that, according to this version, it sounds like the Rav required both. First of all, he required a tefach wall perpendicular to the wall that is extending out. And additionally to that, you have to have this pole that's on one corner on the other side, with the pole on top of that, going from this tefach wall to that beam, to that pole, whatever it is, doesn't have to be any specific thickness, to the other edge. So then by combining the two, you're going to have the tefach wall, which is what was said. Additionally to that, you also have to have a Tzuris HaPesach to actually close it up, because how can you make a wall by just having a tefach? So now the Gemara brings a story related to these versions of Rava, that Rav Ashi Ashkechel Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi encountered Rav Kahana, the Ka'ovet Tefach Seichik, that what he was doing was, like Reb Simon had proposed, that he made a little bit larger tefach perpendicular to the outgoing wall, and v'kavet Tzuris HaPesach. And he was additionally making a Tzuris HaPesach, the frame of a doorway. Now Amalei, so he said to him, Leisav Amar Lahad the Rava, don't you hold of what Rava had said? The Amar Rava, the Rava had qualified, v'niteris nami b'Tzuris HaPesach, that it's also permitted, even with a Tzuris HaPesach. What that version was saying was, either one or the other. You don't have to do both. In other words, either you're going to make a Tzuris HaPesach, even if there's no Tefach Seichik, or a Tefach Seichik, and you don't need to have a Tzuris HaPesach. So Madam Ali, he responded to him that, no, Ano Ki'idach Lishna de Rava Srile. I hold like the other version of Rava. Dama Rava, that Rava said, the one we just quoted, V'tzricha nami Tzuris HaPesach, and additionally one also needs, besides the halach of Tefach Seichik, added to that also requires the component of having a Tzuris HaPesach, and those are the six different versions of what does the Braisa mean that the third wall will be kosher. With a tefach, how exactly is the placement and the procedure of having that third wall as a tefach? Now the Gemara continues quoting that we said that shtayim kalchasin b'chulu, that two have to be halachic walls of the dimensions of the sukkah, which have to be seven and a little bit tvachim squared. And the third wall, however, we said could be a tefach. Now, on this halacha, that regarding the halachas of sukkah, we're lenient. And although, essentially, to have an enclosed area, you have to have three walls, but that third wall, we say, could be just a tefach. So Omar and the Girsa tells us, Rabbah, the Rabbah tells us, v'chein l'shabbos. The same halachic leniency will apply to Shabbos. And that is, although that for the halachas of Shabbos, which are for the halachas of haitzah, of carrying, are considered a domain, you have to have three walls to make a domain into a rishus hayachad, a private domain. However, the Shabbos of Sukkot, one could rely on the walls of Sukkah that make it into a dira of a Sukkah. And therefore, if one makes his Sukkah in Rishus HaRabim next to the opening of his home, or he's making a Sukkah where it's something that would be based on this halachic of Sukkah, which you make two halachic walls, and the third one even a tafach, then he could carry in and out from his house into that Sukkah, or similarly, he could actually carry more than Dalet Amis within his sukkah, because it's considered Rishus HaYachid. Now, even though on other Shabbosses that won't help, or even other mechitzes that are not of sukkah will not be permitted, however, for Shabbos, the sukkah itself will make it permitted for the halachas of Shabbos too, to go ahead and consider this as a Rishus HaYachid, as Rabbi explains. And the reason for this is because Migui Dehavya, this is based on the principle of Migui, which Migui means to say that since this tefach was taught to us from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu Halacha Moshe Mesinai regarding the walls of Sukkah, that this tefach wall should be considered Doifin Linya Sukkah, should be considered as a equivalent to a wall regarding the halachas of Sukkah. So therefore, the same thing would apply that Havya Doifin, it also would be considered a wall for the halachas of Shabbos on Sukkahs. And that would be Le'inya Shabbos, the same thing will apply for the halachas of Shabbos regarding carrying. So that was Rabbah's Chiddush, and that is, although this was a Chiddush Shed Falachas of Sukkah, that it's considered, quote, a wall, although generally Falachas of Shabbos, this will not be considered a wall if you have a tefach, no matter what the operation was that was described previously for where you put this tefach, For however, when Shabbos is on Sukkot, we're viewing this as a halachic wall, so that will even work the halachas of Shabbos to consider this as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that you could carry now from there into your house or in the Sukkot itself, with even more than what's allowed if it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, Isra Abaya asks on this Chiddush of Rabbah. He says, Umi Amrina Migu, do we really say this? That since we're viewing this as a wall for Sukkot, so we'll even view it as a wall for the halachas of Shabbos, but B'tanya, learn the Braisa, that seems to indicate not like that. The Braisa says as follows, Daifin Sukkah ke Daifin Shabbos. The walls of a Sukkah are like the walls for Shabbos. Now, what that means is that all the different types of halachic walls that the Chum permitted for the halachas of Shabbos, for example, there are certain leniencies that we, although it's not really a wall, but halachically it's a wall for halachas of Shabbos, the same thing will apply to the halachas of Sukkah. So, for example, if let's say someone makes a wall out of what's called shesi, just vertical poles without horizontal. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Eivin, someone could surround an area just with sticks, as long as there's not more than 3 tefachim between each stick, even if the width of each stick is only just a finger breadth, as long as there's not more than 3 tefachim, minus a little bit between each stick, even though you're going to be having what's called paritz meruba la'oimid, more open space in this enclosed area than closed space, still halachically that will be kosher for Shabbos to be considered like you're enclosed with mechitzas, based on the principle of what's called lavet, because it's less than 3 tefachim, we view it as entirely closed, and therefore it's entirely like oimid. Or another type of halachic wall that we can use for Shabbos is what's called a wall just of horizontal rope and not with vertical. As the Gemara there brings, that one can surround an area with 3 ropes, as long as it's not within each one 3 tefachim, and then it reaches to a height of 10 tefachim. It's like you're surrounded with halachic walls, even though it's totally open. You just have ropes less than 3 tefachim of each other. That's what the Braisa is telling us. The same halachic walls will allow us to make them walls for Sukkot. Now, however, the Braisa continues, ulbavad, as long as one is careful, as we explained, as long as there is not, when he's surrounding the area, more than 3 tefachim between each rope or each pole, just like we said regarding the halachas of Shabbos, because if there was more than 3 tefachim, then it wouldn't be applicable to the halachic principle of lavet anymore, and therefore it wouldn't be kosher either for Sukkot. Now, however, as Rashi explains, that's only if this was in many places that you were using this idea of having sticks and less than 3 tefachim in between each other that you would have to be careful, because then you would be stuck with what's called paritz meruba la'oimid. You would have more open space than closed space, which wouldn't be considered halachically like a wall. But if it was in one or two places, then we would view that as just psachim, as openings, and then it would be good even if it was more than 3 tefachim. But what the Bryce's warning is that if you're only utilizing this principle of lavet and the whole thing is surrounded just with sticks and less than 3 tefachim, you have to make sure it's less than 3 tefachim, because if not, you're not really enclosed by anything. Now, the Bryce continues, which is what Abai is going to be using to asking on Rabbah, with the following idea. Now, although we're saying that they're similar, the walls of Sukkot and the walls of Shabbos, however, Yisir Shabbos al Sukkot, but there is an additional stringency that applies to the walls of Shabbos more than by Sukkot. And the reason is because Shahar Shabbos in any terrace. The walls of Shabbos, for it to be considered mechitza, are not permissible if there are many openings, again, more than 3 tefachim, because less than 3 tefachim is not even considered as open. It's if you have many openings that don't have what's called a Tzuris HaPesach, because if it has the form of a doorway, which we had quoted this concept before, that would can be considered as if it's closed. So if there's more openings that are more than 3 tefachim and they don't have a Tzuris HaPesach, which means, say, it's not that you have in the frame of a doorway, like having a stick going on top, then you'll be having more open space than closed space, then the open space, what's called the pirtzes, will be mavat, will nullify the oimid, the closed space that you actually have. And therefore, by Shabbos, it will only be permitted ele bo'imin merubah laparetz. Only if you have more closed space than open space. Again, as we said, that although when you're doing it with lavet, that you're really having more open space than closed space, for the halachas, we view it actually as if it's totally closed, because less than 3 tefachim, we view it as connected to the other pole. What we're saying now is that barring the principle of lavet, if they're larger than 3 tefachim, let's say, and you're having more open space than closed space, then it won't be good for the halachas of Shabbos. Masha inkein b'sukkah, which is not the case for the halachas of sukkah, because as we had just illustrated clearly in the previous sukkah that we discussed in this daf, that for halachas of sukkah, if you have 2 halachic walls, let's say the shape of a gam, L-shaped bracket, the third wall we said is kosher, even if it's a tefach. Now, the 2 walls that you actually do have, even if you have openings in those two walls, let's say one or two openings, where if you would combine the open space of the entire square that you have, you're going to be having more open space than closed space, it's still going to be permitted. And therefore, what the Bryce is telling us, that there you wouldn't have to be careful that to have it totally closed. Again, if we're not working with Lavid, because there, even though for Sukkah, you're going to be having Pirtza Merubah Lo'imit, it will be kosher, because that is the halacha, L'mesh Mesinik. And when you have an L-shaped bracket, you're having 50% of it closed, but the other 50% of it is open, because you have the other shape of the L. Now, if you have just a Tefach, so that will make it more oimid than the parts. But if you have any openings on those two walls, so then you're going to, if there at least more than the tefach, those openings, and you're going to be having more open space from the total area than the closed, doesn't make a difference. It will still be kosher to have those considered as halachic walls for the halach of sukkah, and it will be a kosher sukkah, which is the stringency that Shabbos has, but that by Shabbos it will not be kosher, because there you have to have oimid merubala parts. Now, so that was the Braisa. So now the Abaye says that my love, isn't the Braisa telling us that when we're talking about the stringencies of Shabbos over Sukkot, that even Shabbos that's in Sukkot itself, Shabbos Sukkot, which is called Shabbos Chol HaMoed on Sukkot, or Shabbos on Yom Tov, where it will not be permitted to carry, and that's what the Braisa is saying, that Yiseris Shabbos to Sukkot, that it's more stringent, the halachas of carrying on Shabbos on Sukkot, as sukkah, more than the halachas of what's considered valid for the halachas of sukkah itself, which would mean to eat or sleep, which would be fulfilling the obligation of sukkahs. And what the difference would be is because to fulfill your chiv of sukkahs, you will fulfill it in such a sukkah that the Bryce is describing the contrast between Shabbos and sukkahs. As long as you don't carry there more than four amos, and that you don't carry from your house into the sukkah. And the reason is because v'loyam rinu migu. Obviously, Rabbi, you're incorrect. Obviously, we don't say migu, because what's the Bryce is saying? It sounds like it would be saying that the halachas, although we're saying that sukkahs and Shabbos are the same, that we allow the same walls for Shabbos to sukkah and sukkah to Shabbos. However, what would that mean? That would mean only that in the principles of what's considered a wall, let's say for Shabbos, that would work for sukkahs. However, on Shabbos Sukkot, no one is going to say that the walls of Sukkot will work actually for the halachas of Shabbos itself. And the Raya is, because the Braisa is telling us that although Shabbos walls will work for Sukkot, however, Shabbos will not be permitted with what will work for Sukkot, which is when you have the two walls and the tefach. Now, what would that mean? Because the Shabbos halachas are more stringent than the Sukkot halachas. And although halachically for Sukkot it will be considered a Sukkot, for the halachas of Shabbos it won't be. Now, obviously, we don't say miga, because if it was up to you, Rabbi, you would say, of course, it would be permitted, even in such a case we have parts merubah lo'imid, because for the halachas of sukkahs, we view that two walls and the tefach as a sukkah, even though you have openings on those two walls. So for Shabbos, miga, that it works for sukkahs, it will work for Shabbos that's on sukkahs, but the Braisa doesn't say that. So that the Gemara says lo'i. No, what the Braisa was saying was as follows. It wasn't talking about a Shabbos on sukkahs. Rather, you say with Shabbos di alma, there's more of a stringency on a regular Shabbos regarding the halachas of carrying on a regular Shabbos, al Shabbos to Sukkah, more than the Shabbos that falls on Sukkot. In other words, more than the halachas of carrying on the Shabbos of Sukkot, because the reason is, a regular Shabbos cannot be permitted when you have parts in the roof, but only be permitted when you have more standing wall than openings in the wall. Where that's a case where you can't say migui, because it's not Sukkot, it's just a regular day in any other month. But the Bryce was contrasting a Shabbos of Sukkot, where there will be permitted with migui. That's what it was saying, that Yiseris Shabbos al Sukkah, a regular Shabbos not on Sukkot, is more chomer than the Shabbos on Sukkot, because the Shabbos on Sukkot actually will be permitted to go ahead and carry in there, because of the principle of migui, that since it works for Sukkot, it works for Shabbos too. No, but then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, the way Rabbi is interpreting it, that we're talking about a regular Shabbos of the rest of the year, but according to, as Rabbi is interpreting it, if it was a Shabbos on Sukkot, then it would be the same as the halachas of what makes it valid as a Sukkot itself. And the reason is based on this principle of Migur, the Rabbi is saying, then listen, Nami Yiseris Sukkot the Alma. Then the Braisa should have continued and said that, you know what? Not only is there a stringency of Shabbos the Alma on Shabbos of Sukkot, but there's a stringency of sukkah di alma. There's a stringency of the halachas of what's considered a valid sukkah when it falls out on the weekday, a sukkah de Shabbos. more than a stringency that when sukkah comes in on Shabbos regarding what's considered a valid sukkah on Shabbos. Why? Because the principle of migui that Rab is introducing should work both ways. Hence, the ilus sukkah the alma, because whereas we find by the sukkahs that's on a weekday, if it would be made like a mavoi, which we're saying that it's a thoroughfare, that you have two parallel walls, but it's open on either side. Now, in such a case, boyu tefach seichik, as we described early in the Gemara, in such a case, you would have to have a tefach wide of a larger than normal tefach within three tefachim from the other wall. And that is at least, according to the most lenient interpretation, what's necessary. And then it would be made into a valid sukkah. Ve'ilu sukkah de Shabbos, however, regarding a sukkah that's on Shabbos in such a case, when it's made like a mavoi, which is two parallel walls on either side of each other, loy boye tefach seichik, there you wouldn't even need a larger than normal tefach, because v'sagi b'lechi would be enough with a pole, with a stick that's sticking upward by the wall that's coming out, even if the width will not be a tefach. And the reason why it would be kosher is because based on the principle of miga that Rab is introducing, that since that's considered a wall for Shabbos, that would also be considered a wall for Sukkos. Because as the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbah, the ha'at hu, you're the one that holds the principle of migui. And therefore, according to you, the amrit that you say, that a lechi has a lachic principle of a mechitza, there's a machlekes regarding what is the halacha of lechi. Is it a hecker? Is it just a sign? Or is it actually a halachic wall? Now, based on you that you hold that lechi is a wall, and therefore, if someone throws into a mavi that's open on two sides, and it just has two parallel walls, but as long as it has a lechi, actually, min atari, someone would be chayiv for transporting from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, since, according to you, this is considered a mechitza, actually a halachic wall min atari, and therefore, from inside of it to Rishus HaYachid, we will consider this as Rishus HaYachid. So although midrabanan is actually aser to carry, but min atari, it's muti, we consider it like Rishus HaYachid. So now, based on what you're saying, that we hold to the principles of migui, so a sukkah that's on Shabbos in the Yom Tov of Sukkos, if one would go ahead and put on schach on the mavoi that just has a lechi, that would be kosher on Shabbos, but not on the weekday, because on Shabbos you have a migui. Since for halachas of Shabbos we're considering this lechi as a wall, which is not even the thickness of a tefach, to consider it as halachically rishus hayachid, so therefore that should be considered a wall also regarding the halachas of sukkah. Now, if that's the case, so why is the Braisa just saying one side of the story? That it's saying that, you know, the walls of a sukkah is like the walls of Shabbos. That whatever we consider walls for Shabbos, we'll consider walls for sukkahs. However, there's a stringency that we'll consider for Shabbos more than sukkahs. As we said, that there won't be able to work on the principles when it has parts merubah la'imid, which would work by a regular sukkah. Now, Rab is interpreting and saying, wait a second, that wouldn't be the case on Shabbos of sukkahs, because actually there it would work based on what we say by sukkahs, because the principle of migui is just saying a regular Shabbos wouldn't work by having these two walls as a gam, and then a tefach, which would be perpendicular and having openings, because then you'll have parts in ruba, but on sukkahs it would work. So the Gemara is asking, if we're talking about the contrast of a regular Shabbos to a Shabbos on sukkahs, where in Shabbos and sukkahs it would work, but a regular Shabbos it wouldn't, then they should have said the same thing on the converse regarding the halachas of sukkahs, that there is a stringency of a sukkahs of the rest of the week versus a sukkah on Shabbos, because this case of when it's made like a mavu with two parallel walls, where there, if it's a sukkah during the week, you have to have at least, according to the minimum, we had a machlekes in the Gemara previously, but the smallest shear was to have at least a tevach seichig within three tefachim of the wall. Now, that's only during the weekday, but on Shabbos, based on Rabbah's principle of migui, it would be enough just to have a lechi, because since for halachas of Shabbos, that would make it into a rishus hayachid, so therefore migui works for Shabbos, it should work for sukkahs. Now, if that's the case, why doesn't the Braisa say that? Why does it only say one side of the story of the stringencies of a regular Shabbos for the Shabbos of sukkahs? It should have said the stringencies of sukkahs of a weekday versus a sukkahs that falls out on Shabbos, based on the principle of migui. So now Rabbah answers, that's not a difficulty, because you're right. That would work, and it would be the same contrast. However, the Gemara didn't find it necessary to tell us the stringencies of a regular sukkah that's on a weekday versus sukkahs on Shabbos. And the reason is because you already know that from the ratio when it talks about the contrast of a regular Shabbos of not during the sukkahs versus Shabbos on sukkahs, because hashda mikilta lecha mirta amrinon, if we say the principle of migui, that regarding the wall of a sukkah, which is more of a lenient area of halacha, and yet still will transplant that based on the principle of migui, that it's even going to be considered a wall for Shabbos, which is more stringent in halacha. So mechamir to lekil to lekolshkin, isn't that a kolshkin that of course we would know that what's considered a wall for the halachas of Shabbos, which is more chamer, which is when you have a lechi, that is considered halachically like a mechitza. For sure we would know that when sukkah is on Shabbos, that of course is going to be kosher for the more lenient area of halacha, that of sukkahs, and therefore you're right. Of course there would be that contrast, but the Brice didn't find it necessary to say that, because obviously you would know that from the area of Shabbos, where we're even saying a lesser wall of sukkahs works for the greater, more stringent arena of halacha of Shabbos, so of course we would know that what works for Shabbos would work for sukkahs, and that's why it wasn't necessary to say it, and therefore it's not difficult on Rabbis Chiddush of the principle of migui. Now the Gemara continues Gufa. Now we had quoted before that Amar and the Girsa changes to Rab, but we said, and we continue on to Amad Beis, that Sichich al Gabe Mavui Sheyesh Leilachi, again based on the principles of Migui, the Rabbi said that if one would make a sukkah, he putting Schach on a Mavui, which has two parallel walls that just has a Lechi, that would be Ksheri, that would be Kosher, again based on the principle of Migui, because although for halachas of sukkah generally that wouldn't work, but since for Shabbos we consider that as a Rishus HaYachid, so for sukkahs we would also consider that as a Rishus HaYachid, as a domain, and therefore it would be valid as a sukkah. Similarly, regarding this halach of migui, v'amar Rabbi, and Rabbi, moreover, he said, that sichich al gabei pasi b'rois. If someone makes a sukkah, he makes schach, he puts that over what's called pasi b'rois. Now, the word pas literally means a board, of b'rois, of the b'rois, of the pits. Now, this is regarding an area of halacha that's brought down in the second parak of Masechtas Eivrin, on Daf Yudzayin Mabez, that the Mishnah tells us that the Chachamim made a heter, a permission for the Oiler Regalim. And those were the people that would be coming up three times a year on the Shalosh Regalim to come to the Yerushalayim, that they would make, they had these birois, they had these pits in Rishus HaRabim, which they needed to feed their animals and give them to drink water. However, the problem is that the birois is considered a Rishus HaYachid, and the area right outside of that is considered Rishus HaRabim. They would have no way of getting from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So what Chazal made a heter was that as long as you make these four boards, which are called, each board is called diyumdin. Now, the reason why it's called diyumdin is because it's diyoy amudin. They're really, each one is two poles, which really, each one is these L-shaped brackets. Now, as some Rashis have this picture, that it's almost as if you have walls going throughout the four sides, as if the boy was surrounded with walls, as long as you have these four diyumdin, which again, each diyumdin is really two little walls that are attached in the L-shaped bracket, then you could fill up from the pit into the area that's within these mechitzas. Now that, what Rab is being mechadish, if you put schach on those walls, that's going to be kosher, that's also going to be kosher when it's a Shabbos that's on Sukkot. Again, based on the principle of migui, that since it's a wall for the halachas of Shabbos, so too we'll see it as a wall for the halachas of Sukkot, even though you need to have essentially two halachic walls of seven tefachim each, and here you're not having even one, but based on the principle of migui, it'll work. From Shabbos, it'll work so too for the halachas of Sukkah. Now the Gemara tells us v'tzricha. Rava had to tell us this halach chedushim of migui three different times. And because he said it, he told this to us in these three different arenas. And why did he have to say them? So the Gemara explains why each one was necessary. Diashmi in a mavoi, had he only said the chiddush by the case of a mavoi, when we have these two parallel walls and you have the lechi, so I would have thought to say that there, that halachic Shabbos walls will be kosher pesukah through migui, because mishum de'ikashtei tfanas mal yasa, because at least you have two halachic valid full-fledged walls, one opposite the other. Now, since you have two walls, which are the Shtam Kilchasan, so that third wall, which you only need a tefach for sukkahs, so now the lechi, which is less than a tefach, will work in that place. But regarding this chiddush of pasi b'rois, the lekeshtei tvanas mayas, where you don't even have two halachic valid walls, you only have these virtual walls made out of these diyumdin, so then Nehemiah, I would say there wouldn't work the principle of migui, because it will work to transplant what works by Shabbos for sukkah, as long as you have the minimum of two walls, and here you don't have two walls. So therefore, I had to say that case too. V'yash min the pasi b'rois, had we only said the chiddush of migui when it works by the pasi b'rois, that it works for sukkahs too, mishum de'ikashim arbitvanis, where there at least you have, in namesake at least, four different walls, because you have these four diyumdin, which are each one is facing the other direction. So it's like, as one would imagine, when one takes a picture on the digital cameras or a picture frame, where it's at least enclosing it on all four sides, and you have an amok jutting out of each of these diyumdin in either direction. So at least you have what would be in namesake four different walls, because you have these enclosed on all sides. And therefore, there I would say the migah. But if you're going to make a sukkah on top of a movay, the leka shame arbitfanis, where you don't even have even a namesake four walls, all you have are two walls. There I would say that it wouldn't work. That's why I needed that case too. Now the iash mina hadatarati, had Rabbah only said it in those two cases, so, and we wouldn't have said the other case when he said these words v'chein l'shabbos, where he said that just like it works for sukkah, this shape of a gam, and then you have perpendicular to the wall that's going out the other end, you have a tefach for the third wall. Had we not said that case, I would have thought to say that mechamirta lekiltam. Now, when do we say the principle of migui? When you have from an area of a more stringent halachas, which are halachas of Shabbos, that we could transplant, that it will be considered a valid wall also for a more lenient area of halacha, to then, let's say, like the halachas of Sukkos. Av mekilta lechamirta emaloi, but from a more lenient area of halacha, that even though it's considered a wall over there, let's say by Sukkos, I would not say that it would work also, that based on the principle of migui for the more stringent area of halacha, and therefore it wouldn't work to say that whatever works for Sukkos would work for Shabbos. Therefore, tzricha, that's why I have to say even in that case of a chen l'shabbos, that since it's considered walls for Sukkos, it will still be considered based on the principles of migui as a walls, even for the halachas of Shabbos, of carrying of etzah from a shesu yachid to a shesu ram, and that's why you have to say this principle of migui three different times, because I would not have known one from the other. Now the Gemara continues with the next item mentioned in our Mishnah regarding what's considered invalid. If you have a sukkah that has more sunlight than shade, that will be invalid, because you have to have a sukkah letzel, you have to have it providing shade. That's the halachic principle of sukkah, and therefore if you have more sunlight than shade, it's going to be invalid. The Gemara taught in the Braisa actually is a machloikis regarding this invalidation of more sunlight than shade. The Tanakhama says, Chamosa machmas sichuch. The invalidation of having more sunlight than shade is only based on the schach itself. And that is in the schach, if you're only considering that, if you have more sunlight through the schach than shade, that will be invalidation. However, v'loi, but not if the sun is machmas tefanis. Not if it's because of the walls. And therefore, if you're having more, when you're sitting in the sukkah, based on the schach itself, you have more shade, but now taking together with the rest of your environment, which are the walls, they're letting in a lot of sunlight, hence you're having in the sukkah more sunlight than shade, that will not be invalidation. It's only a definition of the schach, not the walls. He says, even based on the consideration of the walls too, if you're considering both the walls and the schach, that the total of both of them has to have more shade than sunlight, and therefore even if you have more shade through the schach, but the sunlight of the wall is making it more sunlight, that will also invalidate the sukkah. Now, Amar Rav Yemir bar Shlomi Mishmei D'Abaye says, my time with Rabbi Yeshua, what's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua? It would seem to be that this is a qualification of having more tzel than chama in the sukkah, which is the definition of the schach. Why is he considering the walls too? So now he says, D'chsib, because it says a pasuk in Shemais. It says, V'sakoysa al ha'orin, that you should cover over the orin, es ha'pareches, with the pareches, which was the curtain that separated the kodesh, which is the heichal, from the kodesh hakodesh, from the holiest of the holiest. Now, the difficulty is pareches is mechitza. The pareches was actually a partition. It was a curtain, as the pasuk in Shemes Chavav says, v'hevdila ha-pareches lechem, that the pareches should be a separation for you between the heichal and the kodesh hakodesh. Yet, v'kukar yirachmon eschacha, the Torah is calling it as a covering. Now, one's generally vertical, which is what a partition usually is, and a schacha, a covering, is generally horizontal. Sa'alma mechitza keschach b'inan. Obviously, is what the Gemara is explaining in the Pshat of Rabbi Yeshua, that a wall is like a covering, like a schacha. It's calling it v'sakaisa. So obviously, the criteria that's necessary for the schach is also necessary for the mechitza, the wall, and therefore, just like the schach has to have more shade than sunlight, for whichever interpretation using of what that's for, same thing applies to the walls. It's also called sakaisa and has the same halachas like schach. Now the Gemara tells you for Rabbanan, however they're Rabbanan, they would tell you who they argue in Rabbi Yeshua. What does the pasuk mean when it's defining the pareches as b'sakaisa? That's not to tell you that the walls have the same halachic principles as a schach. Rather, hahu denechef bay, that was just to tell you that you should bend the pareches on the top, purta a little bit, so that it should be like a roof on the top a little bit, demechzi keschach, that it seems like it's a covering. However, not to tell you that the wall has same halachas as a schach, it's just telling you that it, in some respect, this pareches, that's a curtain, should be not only a mechitza, it should also be somewhat like a covering, but that's just what it's teaching you, but not that it has the same halachic principles, and therefore the chamastim, Reuben Salasa, will not be an invalidating factor regarding the walls, it's only regarding the schach. Now, regarding this interpretation of Rabbi Yeshia in the halachas of chamastim, Reuben Salasa, the Gemara brings the following statement of Abaya. I'm Abaya. He says, Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamaliel, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Leza, V'acherim, these eight different opinions, Kulu Svirlu, they all have a common thread to them, that they hold Sukkah Diris Kvabin. On some level they hold that the Sukkah has to be a permanent structure that's fit to utilize it for permanent usage, and that is on some level it should be like a house. As the Gemara will illustrate it, and the reason why we're introducing it is because that of Rabbi Yeshia, which we had just illustrated. So as the Gemara explains, Rebbe, the Tanya, where do we find that Rebbe considers on some level that the Sukkah has to be a permanent structure, not some Aroi type of temporary nature? Because Rebbe says, Kol Sukkah She'imba Arba Amas Al Dalad Amas Psula. He says that the minimum share of a Sukkah has to be 4 Amas squared, which is not like other opinions that hold it could be just a little bit more than 7 Tfachim. He goes, no, it has to be a Dira Kavua, something that you could have all your necessities. And on some level, that's what he holds, that it has to be keva by having it at least 4 amas squared. Rabbi Yeshia Hodamaran. This Rabbi Yeshia holds it has to be in some level a permanent structure. Is that he held that even the walls have to be not letting in more sunlight than shade. And that's, again, on some level, he's saying that it has to be a permanent structure, not letting in more sunlight through the walls than shade. Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that he says it has to be kavua? Did not like we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that sukkah shi gavoya l'mayla m'chaf amah psula. Tanakama held that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas is invalid. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher because obviously he holds that it's not an invalidation because actually it has to be a dira kavua. The fact that it's very large is not an invalidating factor because it doesn't have to be a roi. Actually, kavua is what it should be. It should be more of a permanent structure. Rabbi Shimon d'tanya. Rabbi Shimon is as we learned in the Braisa. Base kilchas and the Tanakama holds that there have to be two halachic walls. The gimelaf al tefach, the third one could even be a tefach. Reb Shimon Aimer, he says, as we had explained earlier on the daf, gimel kilchas, as we explained on the vav and the base, that you have to have three halachic walls. The dalaf al tefach, it's the fourth one that could be even a tefach. As we had explained, based on the pasuk that says that a sukkah has to be lamachso lamista mizerim, it has to be protection from the outside elements of rain and from storms. Therefore, it has to have four walls, because else the wind is going to come in through the open wall. So therefore, it has to have four walls, which again, Reb Shimon's considering it on some level like a permanent structure. It's just that the halacha mishmasina qualifies it that fourth wall can be just a tafach. But essentially, he's considering it as a permanent structure. Reb Gamliel, where do we find that he holds it has to be a sukkah's kaba? The town like Linda Braisa. Someone makes a sukkah on the top of a wagon, or on the top of a ship, which a ship would make that the sukkah is very high as the ships that are on the seas, which are very great. Now the winds are much stronger there, and they're going to come and uproot that sukkah. Similarly, regarding a sukkah on the top of a wagon, since it's shaking, it's going to seem very temporary, and therefore, a little paisel, he holds it invalid. And that's because he goes with the same theme as the other opinions. That has to be kavu, it has to be established. You can't make it on top of a ship, which the wind is going to uproot it, or on top of a wagon, which is going to be shaking. It has to have permanence. Rabbi Kiva Machsha, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's going to be kosher. Beis Shammai, where do we find Beis Shammai with the same idea? That now, like we learned the Mishnah later on that says, Misha hayu reisha v'rubei b'sukkah, if someone has his head and the majority of his body in the sukkah, v'shulchanu b'teich habayis, however, his table is inside the house, Beis Shammai say that's going to be invalid, because the sukkah has to be fit for the utilities that are necessary, as a regular house would be. And therefore, if your table is going to be inside the house, that's not a valid sukkah, that will not be kosher. But we still make sure, however, we still hold that it's kosher. Again, we see Beis Shammai going with the principle of it has to have kvius establishment. Rabbi Eliezer, it's not like in the Mishnah also later on that it says over there, if someone makes his sukkah like a hut. Now, that what that means is like that the roof and the wall are essentially one, which would be like a beehive, where there's no recognition of what's the roof separately and what's the wall separately. Or similar, where you lean the sukkah, the schach, the roof, on the wall. So you make very large sticks, let's say bamboo sticks, and you lean one edge on the wall, and one edge is leaning on the ground, where essentially the roof is the wall, where there is no roof, and therefore that's not befitting to be considered an established home that one would sleep in. And therefore, Rebbe Leza holds that's going to be invalid if Ishain Lagag, because there's no roof. Again, going with the same principle that it has to be some type of a kfiz. You can't make it that the wall is not distinct from the roof, which would be, let's say, if it's one or if it goes together as one. V'chamachshem harvacham hold it kasher. But again, Rebbe Leza is going in the same necessity of having a kfiz. And finally, Acherim d'tanya, the opinion of the others is, as it says in the Braisa, Acherim Aimrim, others say, a sukkah ha'asui k'shayvich, a sukkah that's made like a chicken coop, which is round, psul, it's possible, lefisha in lezavius, because it doesn't have corners. And again, it's the same principle that people don't usually make houses that are round. You have a square house, as we see, that's generally as people make their houses. And that's for a reason, because that's a type of an establishment of a kviyas that would make it into a house. And therefore, if it's round, like a kivshan, that would actually make it invalid, or if it's made like a chicken coop, which is round, and therefore, again, going on the same theme, Acherim say it's puzzle, and these are all these eight opinions going on the same line, that a sukkah has to have some type of a kviyas, of a dira kavua.